Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. I'm Chris Franz. You know, years ago, I was in the northern part of Kenya, and it was in the afternoon. The sun was really hot. This was a desert area, and everybody would run away from the sun. They got into the shade. So if you found a tree, you would just get under the tree and kind of hang out there until the sun started to go down and things started to cool down. It was really, really hot. In the afternoon, many people were just in the shade, and I was there having a gospel meetings and sitting in the shade outside because inside you couldn't stand the heat. All of a sudden, a group of children came up and were playing around very close to me. I was very interesting to them because my skin color was totally different. I was the only white person in that place at all. And so these kids thought this was very interesting, very strange hair and all. And they were precious. And as I was preparing, they started to become a little bit of a nuisance. And one of the guys picked up a stick and acted like he was gonna hit the kids. And I saw the crowd of kids just run away. And so as I was preparing, all of a sudden, all these kids started crowding around. I thought, man, I'm going to try this too. I wasn't going to hurt them, but I grabbed the stick and I lifted the stick and as if I was going to use it. And all the kids took off, except one. This one little guy, I think he was probably about 8 to 10 years old. He stood there and he wouldn't run away. And he looked me straight in the eye. And so I lifted up the stick again as if I'm going to use it on him. And that little boy would not move. He just stood there, unafraid, just looking straight at me, defiant. And all of a sudden, from the side, one of the guys said, "Hey, Chris, be careful, man. That's the son of the chief." And suddenly it opened up, and it was such a beautiful illustration because this little boy knew who he was. He was the son of the chief. And if I mess with him, I'm going to mess with his daddy. His daddy's going to come, and his daddy has authority in that area. And he was sure of his authority. And you know, as I thought about it, many Christians are like the little kids that run away. They don't know who they are in Christ. But you know, if we understand who we are in Jesus Christ, man, the devil himself can come and we can stand there boldly because we know whose son we are, whose daughter we are. We know who we are in Jesus Christ, and we don't have to be afraid at all. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline." God wants you to rise up in His authority and to be everything He has made you to be. You know, what are you afraid of today? Conquer it with the knowledge that you are a chosen child of God. Remember this, the same thing that caused the whole army of Israel to run away from Goliath was the same situation that motivated David to stand up and take down that giant. You know, when you're in God's perspective, you're a winner. And that's what God wants for you today. God bless you. Be strong and courageous for Jesus.